Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's happening there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bum, going live on the off-ramp with my man, M Extra Money, on this May 20th, 2013, 11 p.m. You got something to say, feel free to call in, 646-915-8680. If you got a case of the Mondays, call in, 646-915-8680. You had a hell of a weekend, call in. You had a horrible weekend, call in. Either way, just call in. Going to get right to it. That mixture was popping, son.
What's good, man?
Ain't much. Same old. Much love to those people in Oklahoma, man. Did you see that tornado?
Yeah, man. I was just talking about it, man. I mean, with my wife, man. It's crazy, man. It's definitely crazy.
How's the wife doing? How's the wife doing tonight?
Doing good, man. I got a question, we can get going, man. I don't know. Like, my whole thing is that, you know what I mean, like, you know, like, so the same area got hit in 97, 6 years ago. So, like, at what point do you say, yeah, I'm out of here? I mean, there was, like, being interviewed, at least when I was listening to MSNBC, it was a guy interviewed that was through the last one. And he said that everything got destroyed, and what they did was basically build shelters. Everybody who didn't have a shelter built themselves a shelter. After this one, yo, I got me leaving, yo. I got me saying, man, the hell with this, yo. And just being out.
I mean, you say that. I feel what you're saying because I got me being the same way. But, you know, it's one of those things where, I mean, they're probably used to it. I mean, anywhere really in the Midwest, in the heart of the Midwest plain country, deals with tornadoes on a regular basis. I mean, you know, we ain't seen an F5, though. I mean, this F5 is just, this is just, I don't want to say amazing because so far 51 people have died. But as a person who has a fascination with weather, scared the hell out of it, but also love seeing it. Yo, that F5 was just crazy. That joint was huge. But I don't know if I live in hurricane country. You know, they will basically, you know what I mean, it's like martial law down here for hurricane comes. Like, you're really much on your own. They have, like, little gates that provide you from going a certain way if a hurricane comes. There's nothing you can do. But if a hurricane came and messed up my house, you know, I don't think I'd move. I just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I get it the first, but yo, a hurricane, I just don't know if it's just, I mean, I don't know, yeah. Like, from a hurricane, you're right, like, damage can definitely be done, flooding can be done, and people can die, but to have your roof sit in your front yard and have, like, your whole side of your house, like, ripped off, and then you rebuild that joint only for it to happen again in another 6 years, like, I think that's, like, flooding. I mean, my basement flooded, and we have flooding problems. We haven't moved. But I just feel like, you know, my structure is still sound. You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff we're talking about isn't messing with the structure of the house, I guess is what I would be thinking about and making my decision, like, to get out of that. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. Me, personal, Beach Bum Gun, ain't no way in hell I'm living in tornado country. I'll tell you, when we took the off-ramp show to St. Louis, and we were driving to St. Louis, I got a beep on the GPS that says, what did it say? It said, like, tornado imminent, take cover. I was driving in the highway, I was like, oh, shit, I'm about to die. I'm like, yo, this ain't cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
I personally wouldn't live in tornado country, but I'm just thinking of the people who born and raised and who deal with that. You know what I mean?
Right.
They probably just, you know, they've probably seen it, and, you know, they just rebuild. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know, yeah.
She just M extra money. because DJ C Siren just said a hurricane is scarier than a tornado. What you think?
In what regard?
And she said a hurricane watch is scarier than a tornado watch. I think she's
like, how though? Like, I mean, I've never been in a tornado watch. Well, at least I don't think I have. That's actually where it's actually like touchdown type of thing. I mean, I've been in hurricane situations, living in Baltimore, a lot of rain, flooding, all that other kind of stuff. I just don't, like, I need to know, like, what makes, like, I would think tornado would be way more scarier than hurricane. I mean, they made the Wizards of Oz out for a hurricane, I mean, off a tornado, you know, like Dorothy lost all kinds of consciousness and shit. You know what I mean? She was out here fighting witches on the yellow brick road over a tornado, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, DJ T's tired over here because she feels, I guess because she grew up with it. She grew up in that area where tornadoes are a norm. And I guess she thinks that it's just not that big of a deal. I mean, as far as I guess because I grew up there, since we all grew up on the East Coast, like, I mean, a hurricane to me ain't nothing but some wind and some water or tornado that just touches down in your house. It's a wrap, Clue. Like, I feel like a hurricane comes through, my roof is going to go off, and then I can be like, oh, shit, it keep running down lower and lower. Like, a hurricane, theoretically, is not going to pick up your house and toss it. A tornado will.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 200-mile-an-hour winds, yo. Like, I mean, like, over a 2-mile stretch. Like, I don't know. I mean, I would think that the tornado would be. I mean, I understand if you've been through it, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, what's the chance that, what's the odds of it happening again? And I guess that's what, you know what I mean? You know, the state, the good neighbor was saying over in my household. But now it's like when you look at that, like the first time, all right, you say, all right, first time, you know what I mean, I'm rebuilding. You know, what's the odds of this shit happening again in the same area? You know what I mean? Especially when the whole Midwest gets these things. 6 years later, the same exact area, the same path it comes through. At that point, somebody telling me I need to go. That's what I'm thinking, yo. Like, at some point, somebody be like, yo, like, yeah, 6 years later, yo, two times in 6 years, same path. The odds are out the window at that point. To me, anyway.
Yeah.
The odds would be out the window. I'd be like, yeah, I need to go up north somewhere. Yeah, I'll deal with some snow. Deal with some heavy rain, you know, but I can't take my house getting knocked down every time, you know. It's like you out here living the big bad wolves out here with the three little pigs, you know.
Yeah. I ain't dealing with that. DJ C Sound was ready to hop on the mic. She did all that effort to get up, and now she forgot what she was going to say. I could imagine going through with them people going through. Now, my cousin Jose, shout out to Jose out there if you're listening. I know y'all is checking in. They got hit with some bad tornadoes down there in Birmingham.
You said in Alabama they got hit with a tornado?
Yeah, man, you know them tornadoes that ravaged Alabama last year and killed that University of Alabama student and sucked her out the dorm room?
That was about it.
They neighborhood got hit, too. So you see houses there. And how's DJ C. Siren going to say a hurricane is scarier because your lights go out? What the hell? Talking about because you don't have no power.
At this point, yo, you just got to get your pioneer woman or your pioneer on, yo, and get oil candles or flashlights, yo. You be all right, yo. I just don't know, yo. What you gonna do when you don't have a wall in your house, yo? Like, you know, I'd rather deal with no lights than no wall, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No roof, yo. Like, what's going on out there?
Yeah, man, they be throwing cows through houses and everything, yo. They said horses were flying all crazy. Did you see the playback of it?
Yeah, I didn't see the playback, but, you know what I mean? I know, like, I was listening to MSNBC, and, like, the newscaster actually, like broke down, you know, because they pulled a little kid body out of the school, like the third grade. Now this is my thing also. So they was like, you know what I mean, they said they were reporting and they was basically saying like, you know, either go down and shelter or go into like the middle of the house because basically like structures, like your walls, your exterior walls basically are the first ones to go, right? Or your roof. So they say go down like the first level and then the middle. So, okay. So it was a school. First of all, I don't even know why the school wasn't evacuated, but whatever. I don't know the procedure, so I'm not going to comment too much on that. But
well, they had 15 minutes. You can't really evacuate an entire school.
No, but they said they were getting, I guess because they said they were getting early warnings all that morning.
I mean, they probably get
warnings
anytime a thunderstorm comes through.
Right, and that's why I'm saying I'm not going to reserve my judgment because that's probably just what the policy was or whatever. But my thing is that this third grade class, there's only one third grade class that's basically not accounted for. And they said that the teacher put them in the hallway. Like, they took them in the hallway. So I'm thinking, like, well, why the hell the hallway? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know enough. Because everybody else got out but this one third grade class who was out in the hallway. So I'm like, yo, if everybody else isn't in the hallway, why are you? That's just my
I don't wonder where everybody else could. Now, DJ C. Siren commented, said there on her tornado drills when she grew up in the Midwest / South, that they told them to go to the hallways because there are no windows.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, yo, how come everybody else in the hallway? Why is it just this one third grade class that's not have been found? Because if anything, it should be the whole damn school at that point, then, right?
Yeah, I wonder where the other kids went, because I'm pretty sure that would be a class that was next to them. I mean, but they said that elementary school got hit head-on, though, so maybe that's
right,
where we're right up the top. I mean, that's just sad to even talk about, man. That's heartbreaking. A kid's school, man, especially after the whole Sandy Hook elementary thing. Yeah, can I get on a quick side topic? I know we're talking about something serious. You know, I hate McDonald's now, yeah. Like, I love McDonald's. I love McDonald's food. But I feel like they're portraying just the black people now, yeah. Do you feel like their commercials are only aimed towards black people?
Well, hold on. What did you
say? I kind of went all the way off the rack. Yeah, do you feel like McDonald's commercials are only targeting black folks now?
Are only targeting black folks?
Yeah, next time you're watching TV and you see a McDonald's commercial, yeah, to me, I feel like they're only targeting black people, you know?
So what makes you say that? I mean, I don't pay attention, so what makes you say that?
Only black people are in the commercials, yeah. And I'm thankful that we have a job, that they're providing us jobs and all, but I feel like they're making us fat and killing us. But, yo, like the newest commercial, the newest commercial is a dude running all the way from his house, sliding into McDonald's just so he could get breakfast.
Wow.
What? So,
I didn't see all that, you know. But you know what? I heard the same thing. I was running with Khalil yesterday. He was talking about how the same thing is going on with the cell phone commercials targeting women, making them seem like they're not technology savvy. Like if you notice, like all the cell phone commercials with the new Galaxy X4 and Samsung, it was like people were getting on Samsung, or they took a lot of heat for those commercials because they're always portraying a woman not knowing how to use the phone, or they're like, you know what I'm saying? There's always a woman that's using the phone, and they're saying, oh, yeah, is that cool? Or look what my phone can do type of thing. Like, they don't know exactly what's going on.
But they're saying, look what my phone can do. Doesn't that mean that they do know what's going on?
No. Nah, well, you know, like the one with the graduation, how she's like, oh, look, he called me cool, and there was always a dude making a comment about, you know what I mean? Like, basically, they say
that that's because she was old,
like,
not because... I thought that was because she was old, not because she was dumb.
Right. Well, I'm just saying this, but like they're talking, they're making it seem like it's always a man and a woman using the phone, like, you know what I'm saying? Like as if the woman is the one that's less technology savvy or whatever.
I had to notice that. Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't noticed that personally, but my wife says I'm sexist, so I probably wouldn't notice something sexist. I probably think it's just the norm. I highly disagree because I'm a sexist human being, but I just say that I expect higher out of the women's society, that's all. I think they're great, and I expect greatness, that's all.
Yeah.
But yo, man. Have you been, yo, what you thinking about the new Will Smith movie, yo? How come this dude is always doing movies with just him, yo?
I haven't even seen no previews of it, quite honestly.
Hey, what the fuck do you do during the day?
Yeah, I mean, it just don't come off my stuff, yo.
I ain't got no job, yo. She's sorry to talk about
I
you.
No
you
job. I do work.
Oh, well, you tell me. You work in the black building that's next to the white building, you know?
Nah, yeah, I work, yeah, but I've never seen that, yo. I don't know. Sorry, I can't comment on that, yo. But did you see, what do you think about Abercrombie, you know, how they was talking about, you know what I mean, their clothes not really designed for fat people that don't want them wearing their clothes and cool.
I agree,
cool,
yo.
People.
I mean, if you make clothing and you don't want fat people to wear them, make them so fat people can't wear them. The sad thing is that these gay fat people, because I don't think it's straight people. I think that everyone I've seen, they've been gay. These gay fat people be trying to fit in them clothes, and they look ridiculous.
But is that proper to say, though, at that point, though?
I mean, it's kind of fucked up, but I mean, if you want to make skinny clothes, then make skinny clothes. That's your prerogative. It's just up to people who, it's up to the, I mean, when you're in sales, I'm a firm believer when you're in sales, just like what Tommy Hilfiger said and Timberland said, when they said they don't make clothes for black people, well, then black people don't buy them. Yeah, if you're that upset, then don't buy it. You know what I mean? Because the only way to affect them and hurt them is through their pockets. But you can make, if you're making something, you can make it with a target audience in mind. Now, if somebody has free will to buy it, if you put it in the public, you can't say shit if somebody wants to buy it. But you got that free will.
It was, in the wake of all that, right, it was a dude in California basically going to all thrift shops, buying all kinds of Abercrombie and Fitch stuff and getting handing them out to homeless people. He went to like all thrift shops around California, buying up all Abercrombie and stuff, videotaping him, giving them out to homeless people, saying, wear this, so, because, you know, like, I guess to make the point that everybody can wear their clothes, you know? Like making it so like the homeless people can wear their clothes. Look at the homeless people wearing their clothes, you know?
What type of thrift shop he going to? An Abercrombie. That must be a high-end
thrift
shop.
Yeah, I guess
that is. They got some RP-55. They got some
RP-55. They're like secondhand stuff, like secondhand stores. I guess, I don't know, yeah, but I saw, yeah, they made like a little web video based on it, yeah. But, I mean, I agree with you saying as far as the look and the look that you want, but it's just certain things you just can't say, I think, is what my whole point is. Like, it's not a business move. Although you may be thinking it, and maybe, you know, you designed your company based around the target model, but that don't mean that you should just exclude a whole set, because you never know that fat dude may be dropping 285 pounds that can fit in your clothes now, and maybe just, you know what I mean, at that point, now he's all of a sudden your target market, and he ain't going to do it based off of what you're saying. So I think it was just another way for them to kind of market what they really wanted to say without directly saying, you know what I mean?
I mean, I agree. I mean, I just think it's a totally ignorant thing to say, especially when you say you don't want people wearing stuff because of your size. I mean, I would think that a clothing designer wants you to wear something that makes you feel better, and that clothes want you to make you feel better. Well, I mean, he has a right to say it, as ignorant as he says. Now, if he gets hurt because of what he says, because the next hot designer who used to be fat is now skinny, decides to make a rival type of clothing and beats him out, then, I mean, that's what you get for offending people.
True.
But I can't knock him for making skinny jeans, yo. I think they look dumb anyway, yo. I hope I get in a fight with jeans, yo, because I know they ain't got a shot, yo. They ain't going to be able to move.
They can't move, yo.
All right, yo.
Yeah, I feel you on that one, yeah. I mean, I agree to a certain extent. Yeah, I mean, I just think certain things are just better left unsaid, but I guess the heat tomorrow, I guess, you know what I mean? I don't know. That's what he felt like doing. I don't think it helped him anyway. That's my point, I guess.
Yeah. It's just like when Chris Paul didn't want black people drinking his stuff, you know? Not much money,
yeah,
he probably lost. Dumb niggas not spending their tax refund checks on Cristal and now Rose.
Right. Yep. And same thing. I mean, Polo said made the same comment. I think it was Tommy Hilfiger back in the day. You know what I mean? He made that same kind of comment about. I guess
Polo said that too?
Polo said it too? I forgot. I thought it was one or the other or both. I don't know.
They'll say Polo, yo, because I had to write a letter, yo. I enjoy the horses, yo. I enjoy my croquet shirts, yo.
Nah, I thought it was Tommy Hilfiger at some point.
Yeah, it was Tommy. Yeah, I know Tommy Hilfiger said it. I thought you were saying Polo said it too, yo. I was ready to write a letter, yo.
Nah.
Hey, come on, yo. Black people have been supporting Polo for years.
Yeah, and Tommy Hilfiger too. That's why I understand. As a clothing designer, you're living by the consumer sales, yo. So, I mean, you know, I just don't understand why you would even say anything to either. To make one sect or group of people not want to buy your stuff. Like, I don't even know why you would even do that, you know. Like, because that same big person that you're talking about may have a cousin and niece that can fit in your clothes. So now, even though she can't wear it herself, may buy it as a gift for somebody else. Now you done turned that person away, so they ain't even coming into your store to even buy a gift card for somebody else, one of their friends, one of their girlfriends or whatever, even though they can't shop there. They could be shopping there for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my thing is. So if you're about business and about making money, I don't understand why you would make that comment. You know, keep that in the book.
I've never walked into an Abercrombie & Fitch store, have you?
Yeah, I have. I have not to buy anything.
Have you been shopping Abercrombie & Fitch?
No. Actually, Marisol wanted me to smell their cologne. The cologne's pretty good. Yeah, cologne in there.
Your wife puts you in the ABCF drawers, yo. She puts you in the ABF thongs, yo.
Yo, strictly cologne, yo. Not even clothes, yo. Because I can't even fit their clothes. I mean, they're a little tight. Just their sizes, they run real small, yo. I like to be comfortable. So.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I still think one of the greatest things. Man, we've been spending a lot of time at Abercrombie & Fitch, but when they did the was that Field Mob? Not Field Mob, the Flash Mob. When they ran in their ass naked,
yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Yeah, man,
that was
pretty
crazy. Funny, yeah.
Let me ask you this, Joe. What did you think about the NBA playoffs? Yeah, you hear what the Indiana Pacers coach said.
I thought it was kind of overblown. I mean, personally, I just don't think you say anything kind of. I mean, you got to say it, but there's no reason to give nobody some chalk talk, no motivation to kind of want to come at you even harder. But so what you think about the Heat Pacers series? And
the coach. It's not even a story, yo. What the coach said was the absolute truth. In order for them to get to a championship, the Heat is the next team that they have to play. Like, I don't even know how. Like, first of all, it was misquoted to LeBron, which I feel like if you're a reporter and you get the information wrong, you should get fined, yo. You should get fined or you should be suspended, yo. Because your job is to report information. If you fucking that up, then you need to go on suspension, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? That's like me. If I fuck my accounts up, I could get fired or get suspended. Why? Because I'm an accountant. So if I don't account for the money correctly, I'm going to get in trouble. How come this reporter ain't getting in trouble, you know?
Yeah, I think because he was a local reporter, and I think he was trying to purposely stir something up. He's trying to get a quote. He's trying to get his job so he can get picked up in local sports. But, I mean, I guess, from that aspect, he's trying to get noticed himself, you know what I mean? So stretching the truth or misquoting, or maybe he just took it the wrong way and ran with it. I don't know. I guess that could be a whole different discussion. But, I mean, you know, I feel what you're saying, though, because they should be reporting stuff accurately. But I think he misinterpreted too, and that's why he kind of misinterpreted Tipping LeBron. But I still think the Heat in six, yo. What you think?
Man, you know, I love my Heatles. You know, I jumped off the bandwagon. I became me and my close friend Christopher went out to L.A., and I thought we were going to do big things. But Indiana versus Miami, I got to see game two. I think, you know, game one, you can always throw out the window. I like the Heat, you know what I mean? I think that everybody's picking the Heat, you know, and you always got to fade the public, yo. You always got to fade the public. So I think.
I think I'm leaning
in seven, but I got to see game two. Game two, to me, always lets me know who's going to win the series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about the other one, yo? What about the other one? As much as I like the Spurs, because of just the way they're playing, it's not like I'm a Spurs fan, but just the way they've been playing. And I thought Memphis was going to do it, but I'm going to say just based off of game one. And I know you said not game one, but the way that they came out of game one, Tim Duncan only gave us 6 points. They talking about Randolph, but they ain't even talking about what Timmy didn't do. They always talking about what Randolph didn't do. So I think they got a lot more room to improve. So I say the Spurs, and I'm going to say in five, shockingly.
Oh, you think only Zeebo and them get one game?
Yeah, buddy.
My bad. Man, I don't know. I said I got to see game two. I think Memphis and San Antonio, I think that's going to be a hell of a series. The worst matchup I want to see is Memphis and Indiana. I think this would be a boring championship.
I think
you're not watching it. You're going to end the season.
Not at all, yo. I would not watch that, yo.
I'm thinking Spurs and six. I honestly think Timmy gets a ring, man, and calls it a career, yo.
Oh wow. So you think the Spurs want, if they get there, they going all the way?
I think if they play Indiana, they'll win. I think if they play Miami, I think Miami wins. Only because, you know what I mean, Spurs just don't have they don't have the players to match up with Miami. Like, you know, there's already nobody can guard LeBron, but if you pick you're getting Gary Neal guarding LeBron at some point, yo.
I love Gary Neal. He's building here, but that kid ain't got a shot, yo. Yeah, that's tough, especially because even if they get hot behind the arc, which that basically lends to Miami's strength, is defending the three and, you know, outside presence. I mean, their weak point is down low. And I think Bosch and Tim Duncan, while it's a good matchup, I think it's kind of like, yeah, I'll give the edge to Tim, but it's not like an overly, like, that's like a something that can really exploit type of thing. You know what I mean? Like enough to get them, like, past the Heat at that point. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So I think even if Memphis played the Heat, I think the problem with that would be, even though they talk about the bigs down low, is that LeBron would just attack the rim and get him in foul trouble. I think that's the reason why Indiana, a lot of people, you know what I mean, talking about what Hibbert did. But the problem with the New York is they ain't attacked him that much. LeBron's going to attack Hibbert. Like, he ain't scared not to attack him. You know what I'm saying? I know Melo did, but not everybody else. So I mean, Hibbert could easily get in foul trouble against Miami. So
yeah, it'd definitely be a good series. I will say this. If LeBron wins another championship, this one will be, to me, his most impressive. It won't even be last year's, because he's going to get beat up versus Indiana. They're going to put him on the floor a lot. And if he can get past them, then it'll definitely this will be his most impressive championship to date, in my opinion.
I think them actually playing the Bulls actually helped them prepare for what Indiana's going to do, because the Bulls did the same thing. I think them playing the Bulls were the best thing that could have happened, because they played that same kind of physical basketball. I mean, that chippiness and LeBron getting pushed around and beat up and all kinds of shit to try to get in his head and shit like that. So them playing them actually kind of was like, yo, we just faced it. We just had this series. Now, maybe it'd even be different because it's back-to-back series, but, I mean, they had some time to rest. So I think that was kind of like a precursor of what can happen when you be all aggressive and stuff.
But you know what I think? You know what I think, y'all? I think the show's over, man. Good talk, y'all. I'll see you tomorrow.